Transform Zimbabwe National Executive Member Tangai Takaruza told Studio 7 that suspected ZANU-PF youths wearing the ruling party's regalia and wielding clubs provoked the political violence.
At about 12 noon today, about 350 Transform Zimbabwe activists had gathered to await the arrival of the president of Transform Zimbabwe, Mr. Jacob Ngivume, as well as Transform Zimbabwe aspiring candidate for Highfield West, Mr. Kudakwashe Makuwe, and other candidates in the constituencies in Harare whereby elections are going to be held.
Takaruza claimed that the ZANU-PF parliamentary candidate for Highfield West constituency, Psychology Mazivisa, was leading the gang that allegedly assaulted several Transform Zimbabwe supporters who had gathered for the meeting.
So at around 12:15, Mazivisa, Psychology Mazivisa, the aspiring candidate for the ZANU-PF Highfield West constituency, arrived leading about 150 youths who comprised of men and women. These people were carrying weapons. They carried chains, they had stones, they had catapults, and many other weapons that can bring harm to the people. And immediately, they started attacking Transform Zimbabwe activists who were at the venue.
But Mazivisa dismissed these reports as baseless.
What violence? There was no violence. We were doing our door-to-door campaigns, and I've no time for an interview. If there was violence, they must go to the police.
He claimed that a report has been made at Machipisa police station.
It is not only that has been affected. We have cases of violence in Kuwazana. We have cases of violence in Fara. All those cases have been reported, but nothing has been done. So people now are not sure whether the police are ZANU or the police are supposed to be a law enforcement agent.
Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherit Charamba, said the police are still investigating the matter. The June 10 parliamentary by-elections have been marked by several reports of violence, with some organizations such as the Elections Resource Center calling for perpetrators of violence to be disqualified from the polls. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.